Hi everyone, EJ here from paleomarine.com. So something I noticed, and I'm sure you've noticed it too, is that a lot of websites, blogs, Facebook pages, and everything that revolve around the paleo diet, around healthy living, and losing weight, and there's an airplane going by, I don't know if you can hear it, but I apologize for it. But a lot of these sites focus their information on recipes. And I get it. Recipes are a huge part of our success or failure on a diet because obviously it's going to have the largest impact on what we're eating, or so we think. Something I think that is very greatly overlooked when it comes to our success or failure adopting to a new diet is the mindset it takes to go into that diet. We put so much pressure or stress on ourselves about eating this awesome, delicious, and satisfying food that we sometimes lose sight of what it takes within ourselves to make our success a reality. And so that's what I want to talk about today. Not too long, just a quick little thing for you to think about. And that is your mindset going into this and sustaining it. And what you really need to focus on is the long-term or delayed gratification of what you will get out of adopting this lifestyle, because you have to be clear to yourself about this. You're not doing this short-term. You're not looking to maybe lose 5 or 10 pounds and then go back to eating the way you did before, because you know what's going to happen. You lose 10, you'll gain 12 or 15. You lose 20, you'll gain back 25 or 30. I know that because I did it for years and years and years. The only way to successfully accomplish long-term weight loss and long-term health benefits is to adopt a healthy diet and to keep your head into that. And that's why I hammer it on my blog, paleomarine.com, all the time. Perseverance, motivation, dedication. And a lot of people think, well, I don't know if I can do that. To those people, I say, what have you accomplished in your life that took longer than a month or two to accomplish? Graduating high school, graduating college, maybe a trade school. Like myself, I made it through boot camp and then 11 years as an active duty Marine. There's lots of things you can look to in your own life that you had to persevere through and accomplish. And I'm sure you did it because you knew what was at stake. You knew the work it took, and you just got it done. Sure, sometimes we don't do things perfectly. I know that not everybody graduates college with a 4.0 average. Matter of fact, very few people do. But the point is, you don't need to graduate your diet with a 4.0 average. It's okay every once in a while at a holiday or a special event to have a piece of cake or to drink that glass of wine or to have that beer with a friend you haven't seen in a while. The trick is to keep going, to keep at it, to never let yourself get defeated. You know, yesterday I went to a dear friend's house and we had an amazing turkey soup that he makes every year after Thanksgiving. And it was probably the best soup he had ever made. Now, the interesting part is I, for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 10 years, have been making noodles, a Hungarian egg noodle that goes into soups. And I typically, my part of the post-Thanksgiving meal is to make those noodles. Since adopting paleo, however, I'm not a huge fan of eating noodles made with flour. So for the last 2 years, I've been making it with cassava flour. And actually, I've gotten really good at making cassava flour noodles and putting them into the soup. And we had them yesterday, and everybody was commenting on how it tasted exactly like the normal ones. This made me really happy, and it also makes me happy that my friends have taken to paleo because it makes them healthy. They've lost weight. They're healthier now. They have fewer issues, as do my wife and I, and it's really great to know that my friends who are so dear to me are also going to be around longer and in better health because they've made the changes in their diet as well. But what I'm getting at is he also had some cider, which I drank. And a neighbor of my friend's brought over some leche flan, another thing called cassava cake. Both of these were very non-paleo. Lots of sugar, lots and lots and lots of dairy. And you know what? I had some cider and I had some of these desserts. Why? Because this person made them and brought them to this party for everyone to enjoy because he was just being kind. And, you know, sometimes you just have to do it. The back of my mind was screaming, oh my God, you're putting all this sugar into your body. But ultimately, what's the harm? Did the scale say that I'm up in weight this morning? You're darn right it did. I'm up quite a few pounds, and I'm having a hard time dealing with that. But I also know that it's temporary. I know that it's just water retention that I get anytime I drink alcohol or eat something with a lot of sugar, and I did both last night. But the point is, I know that I'm in it for the long haul. This is the long game. This morning, I had my bacon and egg breakfast like I do 99.9% of the time. My lunch today will be pretty normal, and my dinner will be very normal. I'm right back on paleo, and I will continue to do so, and I know for a fact that by Friday, my weight will more than likely... You see what I did there? I said, I know for a fact, and then I said more than likely. And I'll tell you why I do that in a moment. But I know that my weight will be pretty close to or exactly at where I like it to be. Now, the reason I put it in those terms is because, you know what? If it's not, that's okay too. Because I know sometimes it takes my body more than a week to completely recover from going off the wagon like this. And that's okay too. You have to be okay with these fluctuations once you're where I'm at, which is in maintenance mode. Now, when I was in weight loss mode, which is about a year ago, and for the year before that, I was probably a lot stricter about sticking to paleo, and I may have done the socially unacceptable thing and turned down the desserts. And I shouldn't say I may have. I will say that I did do that. I did that a few times. And I learned then that it's not cool to do that to other people. So I now partake when people offer desserts like that. I just am very careful with the size of the portion. People don't care if you eat, you know, a quarter of a serving or three servings, as long as you try it and have a little bit. So, mindset. Just be aware that you can do all the food prep. You can make all the great foods. You can buy all the right ingredients. You can do everything up to the point where you're the person responsible for what's going into your mouth and how often it's going into your mouth and how much of it is going into your mouth. And until you've got that right mindset, you're not going to be able to succeed. So before you start, if you haven't started yet, dedicate yourself to learning as much as you can about not only the recipes and the diet and the food, but about what you really want out of this for yourself. What is your goal? What are you wanting to get out of it? And then get your mind completely into it. You have to completely sell yourself on this lifestyle because your life, your health is at stake. So I hope this gives you some things to think about. I sincerely hope that if you have any questions or any comments, you let me know, whether it's through a comment, a private message, or an email. I'm here for all of them. Once again, I'm EJ from PaleoMarine.com, and I hope that you have a great day. The food you eat is delicious, and that you look for the successes where you can find them, not just on the scale. Take care, everyone.